bringing food safety to the summer grill. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. It's a busy time of year for USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline as many of us gear up for the unofficial start of the summer cookout season. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial kickoff of summer and the summer cookout season. And according to Tina Haynes of USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, when it comes to food safety questions related to summer cookouts,
we get these questions every year on the Meat and Poultry Hotline, and they do pick up, especially this time of year as the summer grilling season starts.
A good share of these cookouts are taking place away from home.
When you're carrying food to another location, it's important to keep it cold to minimize the growth of bacteria or germs.
That means transporting raw meats and poultry and other perishable food items in an insulated cooler with lots of ice or ice packs to keep the food at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. And Haynes says the basic advice comes down to some food safety traditions, such as using the four key safety points of clean, separate, cook, and chill, cooking meats to proper internal temperatures, and
use a food thermometer to check the temperature of the meats and poultry they may be cooking on the grill. Use a thermometer, don't forget that, and bring that outside along with your meat to the grill.
Other tips to safely prepare summer cookout meats and food and keep foodborne illness away can be found at USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE or the website www.mphotline.fsis.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And that number for the Meat and Poultry Hotline is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE or go on their website. And to find farm fresh produce or meats for those summer cookouts, check out www.tmfarmfresh.com. Have a great day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.